is just 5 days, 44 minutes, 29 seconds, and counting as we watch Pastor Eric's Ride for Diapers website countdown what this gentleman is about to do. Pastor Eric from Richland, Washington, he is going to be riding a bike across the country, leaving Sunday, planning to arrive in Silver Spring, Maryland, on September 5th. Good morning to Pastor Eric. What are your thoughts as you're just days away from this?
Well, it's, I'm looking forward to getting started at this point.
What made you want to do this? Obviously, it's going to benefit the Tri-Cities Diaper Bank, right?
Yeah, that's right, and raise awareness for diapers across the country. So, you know, it's not just a local issue, it's a national issue, but I do think that national sells local, so if we can take this across the country, that gains momentum for us here in the Tri-Cities as well. So that's one reason.
Can you educate us a little bit about the Tri-Cities Diaper Bank? Because to be honest, I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. When I was asked by some people, some ladies that came to me and said, you know, we think we've been doing a needs assessment in our city and the Tri-Cities, and we think a diaper bank just diapers is a great need, and I was pretty skeptical, like, oh, really, that doesn't sound too exciting, because, I mean, you think of poverty, you think of people needing food and shelter and those kind of things.
Right.
Maybe warm coats in the winter, but diapers, I never really heard of that. And so, but as they educated me pretty quickly that many families, even in the Tri-Cities, and even in Richland, where I'm living, there are families that have to choose between diapers and food. And one of the reasons is that though diapers are a basic human need, they're not designated as such by the federal government. So they don't have any funding for that. When you go to CPS and Catholic Family Services, and we've partnered with 11 different agencies in the Tri-Cities, one of the greatest needs they have is diapers, because they don't have any, and they have all these people coming in saying, we need diapers.
Wow. That is...
So they convinced me, and I was thinking, I have a sabbatical coming up, and this was last year. Was planning it for this coming summer and trying to decide what to do, and I was thinking of the usual things of writing, reflecting, maybe getting out into nature a little bit and just relaxing, but this thought came to me, if you want to take this across the country, this message, maybe one of the best ways is to get on a bike and do that. So that's what I decided to do, now we're ready to go on Sunday.
Pastor Eric Schadel is on with us this morning. I want to find out what the training has been like. And we're still going to sell you on this because I've got a feeling that some of you really aren't sold just yet. What are you riding across the country for just to raise awareness about the fact that there is a need for diapers? Probably not sold yet. A few more stats coming your way. And I guarantee by the time we get done talking, you're going to be just mind. I mean, your mind will be blown, especially the need right here in the Tri-Cities. He's leaving on Sunday. He'll be riding a bicycle to Silver Spring, Maryland, arriving in September. More with Pastor Eric Schadel in just a moment with Bob and Amy Ray.
Be a part of the show.
Seventh Day Adventist, and he is about ready to get on a bicycle and start pedaling across the country, all to raise awareness for the desperate need of diapers, not just across the United States, but right here in the Tri-Cities. He plans on embarking on this adventure beginning Sunday and will be on a bicycle until September 5th. From the countdown on ridefordiapers.org, Pastor Eric says, you will leave in 5 days, 33 minutes, and in 14 seconds. Now, the question that we have is, have you even been training for this? Obviously, you've had to have been training, but, I mean, do you even ride a bike?
You know, I didn't start riding until late last summer, because I had some knee issues. I'd been a runner for a long time and decided to get into biking, and that's where I thought, well, maybe I could do this. But I did have a setback in February. I had open heart surgery, but I really felt that I could still do this. So I've been blessed by having a coach down in Portland. He Tri-Cities sponsored the ride, and my daughter does Ironmans, and this is her coach, and so got in contact with him, and he's pretty excited about it, and he's made it real easy for me. He tells me what I'm supposed to do every day, and,
okay.
and I do that, and I'm feeling pretty good about it.
So you're not too concerned about any health issues happening when you're on the road?
No, I don't think so. Even though I had open heart surgery, bypass surgery, I had no heart damage. So the heart is in good shape, and now it's got plenty of oxygen to it. And so I've been cleared to do this thing. So we're training for it. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm curious, do you have a route planned already? What states are you going to go through?
It's something called the Transamerica Bike Route. It's been around for years through Adventure Cycling Association. I went on their website and tried to figure out how do you plan a trip, and I just chose this one. It actually starts in Astoria, and of course we're going to start here in Richland. And I'm going to ride over to Pomeroy and then to Kuski, Idaho. I'm going to go through Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, then down into Kansas, Missouri, touch the southern tip of Illinois, go across Kentucky, and then up. I'm going to leave the bike route because it goes to Yorktown, Virginia, and we're going to go up to the Washington, D.C. area, where there's a reception there on September 5, the largest diaper bank. When I started this ride, I didn't know anything about the National Diaper Bank Network, but they jumped all over this thing, and they supported this. In fact, they've given us they will match dollar for dollar, starting now, any donations up to $50,000. So that means that any dollar you give today is actually $2, and that translates into over 500,000 diapers. And though that sounds like a lot, if we were going to supply 25% of the need in the Tri-Cities, we would need over 1 million diapers a year.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm serious.
My goodness.
Well, those little poopers are pooping multiple times a day, right?
And the real issue is that those kids, to me, they're the most helpless and vulnerable in our society, and if they don't get their diaper changed and they have increased risk for infection, not only diaper rash, but urinary tract infections, and because they cry more when they've got their diaper that's wet, they, you know, parents get frustrated, and it's documented that child abuse is increased in those kids. So I think those are good reasons to try to raise awareness for this issue, which frankly, I don't think that most of us know about. I didn't know anything about it.
No, I had no idea. And that's hold on just a moment. Just to take care of 25% of the need is an unbelievable figure. Pastor Eric Schadel from Seventh-day Adventist in Richland. He is about to get on a bicycle on Sunday and ride across the country raising awareness for the need for diapers. You can follow along. We'll put the website up on our website and Facebook page. We'll wrap up with him and tell you where you can be to help send him off on Sunday.
These two lunatics.
Or to doing spin class.
You pedal so hard and you don't go anywhere. Eric Schadel quickly becoming one of our favorite people here in the Tri-Cities. He is a pastor at the Seventh-day Adventist in Richland. I'm looking at Pastor Eric's Ride for Diapers at ridefordiapers.org right now. Eric, not to keep reminding you, but it's counting down 5 days, 22 minutes, and 40 seconds until you leave to embark on this ride that will take you to Maryland eventually. I'm just curious, as you see that clock ticking down, are you saying to yourself, what am I about to do to myself?
Well, yeah. In fact, a few weeks ago, I was getting a little discouraged because I'd get really tired after a long ride. I've never gone on a long ride. I did an 80-mile ride up to Prosser and out and around the Flathorn Rapids and come back to my house. And the next day, I thought, well, you got to do a shakedown ride, you know, and I went for 30 miles, and I was so exhausted, I felt like I needed to sleep for 2 days. I thought, this isn't going to work because I've got to ride day after day about 70, 80 miles a day. So decided I needed a coach, maybe somebody to tell me what I'm doing. But it made me think, you know, we all need a coach. I mean, this is a life lesson too. I mean, just like these, some of the people right here amongst us, that one of their needs is diapers. I mean, I need a coach on things. They need a coach on things. We all need a mentor or somebody that will journey with us. And I guess the question is, are we willing to step up and do that for someone else as people have done it for us?
So. Well, you just mentioned that a lot of those children don't have a voice. They don't have mentors or coaches, believe it or not, and you're becoming one for them.
Yeah, well, I hope to be able to do that, and we're starting to get the word out, and I think, talking to one person at a time is what makes the difference, the coach told me one thing, and he was just talking about physically, that he said, when I went there, got tested by him, and he mapped out my heart zones, and now he's telling me where to stay on rides and stuff. But he said, you know, when you're on that long journey, or you're in a race, or for me, just wanting to get each day done, he said, never look at the end of the day, only look at your next 20 pedal strokes. Think about those. Think about your technique. Enjoy the scenery around you, and that will get you to the end. And I think the same is true for this. It's just like, you know, over a million diapers a year. We passed out over 150,000 diapers through the diaper bank, and that sounds pretty good until you understand that the need is much greater. And, you know, it's easy to get discouraged, but it's just thinking about that next diaper that you can give to one kid, helping one family. And I think our entire community is better off when we help the family structure.
Eric, how can we help you?
Well, I think getting the word out, it would be kind of cool if we could get a lot of people at the send-off at 8 a.m. at the it's at the church. The mayor is coming. He's going to be there. The roller derby team from the Tri-Cities is going to be there, and we're hoping a lot of other people will be there, and they would bring diapers or just donate on the website or rideforDiapers.org, or they can send a check in, because all that gets matched, and I would just love to see us use all that potential that the National Diaper Bank Network is affording us.
Well, let's do that. Let's make it an important event on Sunday morning. We're going to follow you the entire way. We'll continue to track what I'm